This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 8th of December 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, I'm joined by broadcaster and reporter Georgie Rogers for our weekly music review. On the agenda today, we have A Head Full of Dreams, the latest offering from British chart toppers Coldplay, Right On, the upcoming album from Warpaint's Jenny Lee, and we'll discuss a new record by American hip-hop artist Lizzo called Big Girl, Small World. That's all coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Welcome to the show, Georgie. What time of the year are we at? We've kind of had lots of sort of awards dished out for best albums of the year and all the rest of it. So this is kind of like, we're in that kind of period where we're kind of like in the kind of log flume going towards Christmas.
Yes.
Where you can be, where all creatures great and small presumably get swept up in the tide, right?
Yeah.
People like Coldplay, but then new people as well, and small people and all the rest of it. So we're gonna tackle the elephants in the room, which is Coldplay, first of all. How many albums are we in? Seven or eight albums into their career, something like that?
We are a lot of albums into their career.
Yeah.
This, I don't actually know which one this is.
It says seventh.
I think it's
in
their
the script,
seventh.
Here,
yeah,
in the notes.
It is their seventh, isn't it? It's their seventh, because he was saying it's sort of a bit like Harry Potter.
Right.
And they felt like with this one, it might be their last, so they just wanted to put everything into it and throw everything at it.
Is that the case? I wonder. So, what's the assumption behind that? That they're all going to go off and do solo things, or Chris Martin is, or they want to just pursue all sorts of different.
Who knows?
Sounds,
maybe they just want to take a little break.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Unlike yourself, Georgie Rogers.
Yes. Okay. It doesn't seem like. It doesn't seem like they might split up forever and never make any music again, but I think he just felt that it felt like the closing of something, because Ghost Stories was much more mellow, and that sort of documented the more heart-aching part of his conscious uncoupling with Gwyneth Paltrow. And this is sort of, it feels like them just, it's a big pop record, it's a big Coldplay record. It's exactly what it says on the tin. It's very starry-eyed. There's talk of love and hope and stars and Babylon, and it's all just a little bit, you know, like there's other
bit Hello Trees, Hello Sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he talks about being high and drunk, and some of the song titles tend to veer slightly into embarrassing dad territory. Fun is one of the song titles.
Yeah.
Adventure of a Lifetime, Amazing Day.
Amazing Day. That's bad.
Pretty bad. Just as bad as Chris. I've seen Chris Martin's trainers before. He likes to wear a high top. I've seen him lurking outside work sometimes. Sort of like slightly embarrassing trainers, akin to his slightly embarrassing song titles. But anyway.
But it's one of those things where people like to mock it, but then it comes on the radio and you're tapping your fingers while you drive around. And it's one of those things. It is an immovable force one of those things.
Exactly. Haters are going to hate. But there's some really big sing-along moments. And there's some moments which touch at the heartstrings a little bit more. You know, he talks about on Everglow about the death of a relationship and seeing the value in something that you've left behind. And, you know, it's all big universal themes. I read a review that labelled them to the music equivalent of IKEA, which was quite funny.
I don't know, in the sense that you have to build your own song.
Yes.
I mean, at least there's queues around the block for it. I mean,
that's
every musician's sort of dream come true, right?
Yeah.
Should we have a bit of a slice of it?
Let's have a slice.
We're going to have Up and Up, and the album is called Head Full of Dreams. Just need love when the going is rough. Okay, it's a new cut from A Head Full of Dreams. It's called Up and Up. The sound is Coldplay, obviously. That's the thing. Of course, reviewers like to kind of come up with lots of kind of amusing adjectives and to kind of come up with to describe the sound. But Chris Martin's voice is just so recognisable.
It's
such a trademark that it's people. You can see why stuff flies off the shelves.
It's a beautiful voice, and the album is really euphoric and rousing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a big pop record. It's for their stadium filling shows. You know, and I saw them at Glastonbury a few years ago. I'm not the hugest, I loved their early stuff. They kind of lost me in the middle, but then brought me back in certain tracks, you know, with on some of the tracks on Ghost Stories. That there's particularly one that they worked on with John Hopkins, which is really amazing. And then I saw them at Glastonbury a few years ago, and you know, they're a really great, they're a great British
live band.
They're a great live band. So, you know, haters gonna hate.
We're doing a lot of talking with our palms here. So it's like, it's okay, but come on, it's okay to like Coldplay.
It's okay.
I think that's what we're saying, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay. We shouldn't feel so embarrassed, I think.
He's got a pretty decent way with the melody that a lot of people would be jealous of.
Exactly.
We're moving to slightly just different territory now. Jenny Lee. She's the bass player from Warpaint. They're an interesting band. How similar can we make the sound of Warpaint and Jenny Lee? Is it very obvious that one comes from the other?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Warpaint are an LA band. They're all girls. They all play their own instruments. They all have beautiful voices. They are super cool. Like, every single one of them is, you know, girls want to be them.
Yeah.
Guys want to be friends with them. They are.
I love your family show way of speaking, Georgie.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So anything that comes out of any of the Warpainters, I think, will be embraced by the indie world. And that is definitely the case here. Jenny Lee is one of the more, you know, she stands out, even though she's the bassist, she stands out definitely among the four of them. They kind of all have a real, real sense of identity. And she's kind of like the hippie, cool one. I think her sister was Shannon Sossaman, who...
Yeah.
Is an actress, and they're very LA, and just the word cool. I hate to sound like kind of slightly.
They are mega cool.
And her vocals on this just sound beautiful. She's kind of incorporating more of the new wave and goth elements into this album, and it's kind of, you can tell that she's just kind of experimenting a little bit outside of Warpaint, embracing maybe the more post-punk side of her. But beautiful vocals in parts. The record's a bit kind of electronic. Some of the more mellow moments that you'd expect of some of the Warpaint stuff.
Yeah.
But I think she's really, really great and really a very inspiring musician, and she's just really credible. And
yeah, that's the thing.
You
right?
get drawn
they're
into
very,
her world.
Yeah, they are.
On this.
They're well, let's tell people what it sounds like. Well, let's show people what it sounds like. This is a clip from Never. The album is called Right On. It's Jenny Lee. All right, that's Never from Jenny Lee. The new album is called Right On. It's out next week. Yeah, nice kind of dum-dum girls in there and Polly Harvey and all those sorts of gothic stuff
and
in there.
And quite Joy Division.
Yes,
and
indeed,
Cure and stuff.
Yeah,
I'd like to see her play this live. I saw Warpaint play in a tiny venue in London on the first album, I think it was. And her and Stella's the drummer in Warpaint who's helped her on this album. And they were both playing in red romper suits, and Jenny Lee was on her knees by the drum kit, and they just kind of get into this world. So I think she'd be really amazing performing this stuff live. It'd be interesting to see her do that. So hopefully she's going to be doing a little bit of a solo run.
I like the idea also that, you know, that it feels like they mean it when it's the rhythm section of a band who's kind of stuck together to be doing their stuff together for this thing as well. It's kind of definitely the low end of the stuff. It sounds good. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of that. I like the idea that it's got electro stuff on it. It's a bit more, you know, there's some keyboards. And
There's some more faster paced stuff. And then there's also some, you know, some of the mellow moments in there as well.
Mellow moments with Jenny Lee from the Warpainters, as Georgie Rogers will insist on calling them. That's the kind of thing I'd say. Yeah. The hot chips. Come on. We're gonna end with someone brand new. This is Lizzo. So tell us about this girl. I've just watched a couple of the promos on YouTube. She's got a great look.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is 27-year-old rapper Melissa Jefferson. She's not just a rapper. She's also an amazing singer.
Yeah.
And this is her second album. She released, a couple of years back, she released Lizzo Bangers, which was much more of a sort of hip-hop-y style to it, like
hip hop sausages.
Yeah,
Lizzo bangers. We love that.
Yeah,
that is the brand extension.
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs a band t-shirt?
I know. You could have a range of sausages. Exactly. I feel like she's in parts a bit of a modern day Missy Elliott, but then when she sings, she's got echoes, really powerful female singers. She's got a similar tone to Yukimi from Little Dragon, mm-hmm. the tone of her singing voice, a bit like Khalees, Lauryn Hill even. Some of the rhymes remind me a bit of Jurassic 5, the way she kind of plays with words and her lyrical style. I just think there's loads to kind of pick from what she does. I think there's sort of like big hip hop production in parts, but then she matches that with pop hooks and soul and jazz piano. And it just feels like there's loads of ideas going on, but it all kind of works and just sits together. And it's really cool that she can do the singing and the rapping, because that just, you know, you get that bit of both that's really good. And on this album, it feels like she's making more of the songs, making more of the melodies, and there's a lot more of the melody to kind of get hold of.
Nice. Should we have a little slice of it? Mm. My Skin by Lizzo. Yeah. I woke up in this, in my skin. I can't wash it away, so you can't take it from me.
A crazy position. Now your dreams is your mission, huh? Staring in the mirror, realizing wishing work.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm very confident to be able to go between, just on that little clip we heard, to go from those two styles, kind of new soul to kind of, yeah, to some, yeah. To kind of hip hop.
It weaves in really seamlessly, I feel. Yeah. And that track is sort of a powerful stance against racial profiling of all ethnicities. There's a really great video for it. It's quite celebratory and unifying, really, you know, talking about, you know, loving the body you're in and that kind of thing. And also on another track, Humanize, that has Justin Vernon of Bon Iver on it. And she recorded the album. It was produced.
And that sounds that's to people, I mean, to my eyes, at least, that sounds like a kind of, you know, it's a interesting hookup, that, right?
Yeah,
One's so kind of backwardsy and sort of campfire and confessional. Mm. And then Lizzo, so she's, you know, big personality.
Yeah, yeah. And he has this incredible studio in Wisconsin called April Brace Studios, which is an old veterinary clinic which he bought a few years ago. And the recording studio, I hear, is in a swimming pool, but they've obviously made it into a studio. They've covered it over and made it into a studio. And everyone that goes and records there says it's like a real home family vibe. I've not heard a record that I've disliked that's come out of that studio and that kind of unit.
I love that.
For years.
I love the fact that the studio, yeah, I mean, you know, like this is something we read into kind of like the great rock albums of the 70s, that it was the studio that wrote, was the unwritten co-writing credit on so many of these songs, because it had such a pull and such an influence on records. I kind of like that that's come back.
It's down
What sort of veterinary studio has a swimming pool in
it? I know.
Is that so the horses get better? Horses love swimming, don't they?
Maybe it was a physio thing, and they covered it over with a load of wood, and apparently it's just amazing. It's all down a cherry tree lined road, and the Staves recorded their album there, and their album artwork is kind of on this long road down to this studio in the middle of nowhere. It sounds amazing.
It's beautiful. It's magical. Mm. We've gone on many journeys. We started off with Hello Trees, Hello Sky, talking about Coldplay. We've kind of ended in a similar place.
Yeah.
What a beatific art review it's been today. We heard lastly from Lizzo. The album is called Big Girl Small World. It's out on BGSW Records. That's out this Friday. In the middle, we talked about Jenny Lee from Warpaint. That record is called Right On, and it's out on the 11th of December on Rough Trade Records, inevitably. And Coldplay's new one is out. It's called A Head Full of Dreams. Is that out now? I think it's out now.
I feel bad for dissing Chris Martin's trainers.
Well, what sort of trainer are we talking about? Were you saying high tops? Are you saying like a Converse high top? I quite like those.
A big chunky high top.
Basketball shoe.
Yeah, like a big chunky. Maybe they were Adidas or something.
Really?
Colourful.
Yeah.
Kind of like slightly childlike.
Well, that's their new thing, right? That's their kind of like, whee! Yeah. Like paint, like, you know, sort of like super soakers full of paint. Is their thing at the moment. Okay. I know how we're gonna get out of that out of the show now. Sort of shot my bolt. Should have just gone from Lizzo and said, thanks very much. Maybe I can do it. Georgie Rogers, thank you very much, as ever, for joining us. You've been tuned in to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for our final TV review of 2015. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bound. Thanks for tuning in.